Welcome to Wake Up Beauty Podcast, where we share inspiring stories, talk about topics and challenges in our industry, and provide insightful guidance. This is your time to wake up and start taking action with a purpose in mind. Our intention is to make you feel inspired, motivated, and make you feel like you're not alone in your journey. Listen in to get the clarity and confidence boost you need in your life and bridal beauty business. Hey beauty, welcome to episode 42 of our podcast. Today is a pivotal day for me, and I wanted to share all of the excitement and things that are happening here at Renee Marie Academy. And I wanted to share with you my story of immense growth, this full circle moment that I am experiencing this week, today. There are so many things that are happening, and I wanted to get you guys all up to speed, and I wanted to also inspire you to keep going and keep growing and keep being uncomfortable until you get comfortable. So today I was actually supposed to interview someone in our industry who has elevated me so much in my career. We have collaborated together. We decided we are actually going to do our session next month, and it actually worked out amazing because today I was on my Facebook, and you know how you get the memories popping up? Well, one of the memories was 7 years ago. I was doing a live video in my Facebook, and I was at the Behind the Chair Styling Awards, and I was there. It was 2016. I was there for my first ever nomination. I was nominated twice, one for bridal updos, and the other was the braids category, and I just remember the feeling I had of gratitude of, oh my God, is this a real thing? Is this a real moment? Seeing my bridal styles on a huge, huge screen in front of everyone to see. It was just a moment of, oh my gosh, this is really happening. And for me today to be able to elevate others and other aspiring educators, it felt like a pure full circle moment because I remember that feeling of being so excited and being like, yes, okay, I'm stepping into being an educator and just being so eager to be a part of anything. I did so many competitions. I have collaborated with so many different brands and incredible artists, and it has been a journey. And I wanted to share that journey with you guys today because it is something that was not easy. It was something where I've had moments of doubt, and it took me a while to really fully step into being who I was meant to be in this bridal industry. So I wanted to take you guys through that and just as inspiration to, like I said, just to keep going. So for beginners, I graduated when I was in out of cosmetology school, right out of high school. So I was in the hair world when I was just young, fresh, 16 years old, working in a salon. I was shampooing, I was putting on toners, all that stuff. And I graduated, and that was in 2005. And at that time, there was not much opportunity in the bridal world. I mean, you are just so fortunate today, the amount of community and the amount of, just the amount of experiences that you get access to, especially through social media. So for me, Instagram wasn't a thing. Like, we were just expected to go out there, work at a salon. There was no like expertise of like, okay, you could just be a bridal stylist. There's no one telling you you could do that. So I just got stuck in going from salon to salon because I just was not happy with wherever I was, whether it was because it was how it was managed. And I just really had high standards with how I wanted things to be for myself and for my clients, or if I just felt like I outgrew a place because it wasn't really giving me what I needed or wanted. And it was a journey. And it wasn't until 10 years later, moving from New York to South Florida, where I had the realization that, you know what, I can do this on my own. I can be a bridal stylist if I want to be a bridal stylist. Oh my God, I live in Florida, and there's so much opportunity for me down here to become a bridal stylist. So I did. I started working with a makeup artist. I had a year of like full-time bridal styling under my belt. And I had many people reaching out to me on Instagram as I was sharing the looks, starting to work with brands. I had a lot of people ask me, well, how do you do it? How does that come so easy for you? And I'll never forget, there was one day I was doing a wedding in Miami. One of the makeup artists was like, wow, how did you just do that style? And I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of threw it up, not really thinking much of it. And then I was like, oh my God, I could teach this. And I could fuse the two worlds of what I meant to do here because I actually went to college outside of cosmetology school. I went to college for business and communications. And before that, I went to college for acting. I went to Queens College in New York and I went for theater. And I wanted to be an actress and I wanted to be a singer. So I was like, you know what? I could take the stage and blend bridal hairstyle, you know, blend the bridal hairstyling and the fact that I wanted to be, you know, in the limelight on stage, and I could be an educator. And that's exactly what I did. So that's when I really fully started stepping into my own and really starting to look at myself, what things were great and unique about me that I can show the world. And then from there, I just collaborated with so many people from Pink Pewter, Behind the Chair, Modern Salon, Bylage, Design Me, Kenra. And I was just given so many incredible opportunities because I went 100% all in. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a bridal hair educator and I'm just going to go ahead and do this thing. And it came back to me. I networked. I worked my butt off to be seen. I worked my butt off to gain that credibility. And things just started unfolding more and more. And it just felt so right. And now, I mean, fast forward, I have built an academy with multiple online courses and programs. And I have, you know, students that have started with me from the beginning of my education journey, which was 7 years ago, back in 2015, who are still with me today within my academy because of the incredible community that I have built and because of the incredible people who are a part of it. And that is exactly what Renee Marie Academy is all about. It's about taking you through the journey just as I've been through the journey. And I want to teach you and show you everything that I've learned, what I've learned about myself, what I've learned about growth. And I want to be the one to really inspire you to feel uncomfortable so that you can get comfortable, because it is uncomfortable at first. You are going to feel like, okay, well, I really want to do this, but what are people going to think? What are my clients going to think if I leave Behind the Chair? What is my family going to think? How are people going to receive this? And I'm not going to tell you that I had no doubts. There were times, even this year, transitioning from being a bridal hair educator and making that announcement that, oh my God, I'm doing a grand finale tour, teaching my last styling classes, and then ending it this week on stage at the Beyond the Ponytail Styling Awards. That was the scariest thing I ever had to announce. Why? Because for 7 out of the 20 years of me being in this industry, everyone who knows me and who have built relationships with me and who has been following me knows me as a bridal hair educator. How are they going to respond to this? And I kept thinking in my head, oh my God, I'm not ready to announce this. What if people start, you know, not following me anymore, or they start not being supportive in this part of my journey because they're so used to me being that bridal hair educator? And what if they don't want to join my academy? Because now that I'm featuring other educators that aren't me, are they going to like them? Are they going to like that they are in my academy, but then I'm not the one teaching these future classes? It's the students that I've trained and that are now becoming educators. And I've had those moments of fears and doubts. I have. And it wasn't until I just went full speed ahead and I said, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to announce it. And I announced it. And it was just like a snowball effect. Like, okay, well, I did it. I taught one of the last 3 classes that I'm going to do. I did it. This is happening. All right. I'm just going to go all in. And that's That was the uncomfortable feeling that I faced, and I said, okay, I'm just gonna do it. And that's what happened this past week. Last Monday, I taught my last in-person styling class, and I taught it alongside an incredible woman that I have been mentoring, who's been my student, who is now a rising educator. And it was just that incredible moment of, wow, this feels so right. It would be a shame for me to continue to be a bridal hair educator and not be able to give back in this way. It felt so good to have someone that I had nurtured into becoming an educator teach alongside me. And I want to give others this opportunity, and I want to help others elevate themselves and go through this journey and get that support and guidance they need, which means I have to show up 100% as your coach, as your leader, as your mentor. And I can't do that simultaneously with being a bridal hair educator. It's too much. It's too much of a demand. I cannot give myself 100%. And I want to be able to give myself 100% and be able to really just share everything that I have learned in these 7 years of educating, in the 20 years of being in this industry. I want to share that with you, and I want to continue to take you on that journey. And like I said, that is exactly what Renee Marie Academy is about. It is about taking you through the journey. Whether you're first starting out and you're excited about being a bridal hair artist and getting into that world, whether you are a bridal hair artist and you're feeling that need to maybe be a leader and grow your own company or team, or go into becoming a bridal hair educator and being our future leaders in this industry. Wherever you're at in your journey, I wanted to make sure that you have somewhere to go for the resources, for the guidance. And that is what Renee Marie Academy is about. And we are going to keep growing here. And I just announced the other day, I'd like to call it Renee Marie Academy 2.0. That's what's going to happen. Everything that is within my academy is just going to be elevated, taken to another level. And it's going to be taken to another level because of you. Because of every single student, because of every single person that is a part of my academy and community, it is because of you. Because I want it to be better. I want to give more, and I don't want to hold anything back. I am holding nothing back this time. I just want to make sure that I am here for you, like I said, in every way that I can possibly be. So expect to see amazing, amazing changes that are for the best coming soon to the academy and that are happening right now. I mean, today was just that, like I said, that moment of passing the baton, of really fully stepping into being your coach, mentor, or leader, and be able to pass on and elevating others. We had Fio today, Bridal by Fio. She came in, she took the stage in my bridal hair styling subscription, and she taught glam waves. She was freaking out. She was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And you know what? It felt so good for me to be the one to push her out of her comfort zone, because I knew she was good enough to teach within the academy. She has been under my tutelage since way back in 2016 when I taught her her first styling class one-on-one, to being a part of my academy courses and programs, and showing me like she has been putting in the effort. There is no reason why she couldn't kill it today and teach that live. And you know what? I watched her, and she did. She killed it. She taught an incredible, incredible class on glam waves, and she has grown just so much in the academy, and I am so proud to showcase her, just as I am the other 7 educators I'm going to be showcasing within the academy subscription. So it just feels so good, you guys. So I just want to tell you, it's going to feel grossly uncomfortable with any phase of growth in your journey. I am a pure product of that. And you are not alone in this journey. And you do not have to be alone in this journey, which is why I've created everything that I've created with my academy, so that you can feel welcomed, so that you can feel like you do not have to go through this alone, so you can feel like you have every resource available for you, so that you can feel like someone is cheerleading you on. And you could feel like you are not talking yourself down from things. You can have those people to lean on in this industry. It is right here for you. I always say the one thing stopping you is yourself and not taking the initiative to ask for help, not taking the initiative to simply just show up and be like, I'm going to do this, or to be talking in your own head. That is the worst place you could be, is talking in your own head saying, I can't do this. There's no way I can. The best thing you could do is to get that support system. So I highly encourage you today, whether it is that one friend that you have in the industry that you're close with, that you can just vent to and be like, this is how I'm feeling. And for them to say, you know what, you got this and I'm right here for you. Whether it is joining something like my open Facebook group, Bridal Beauty Confidence, and being a part of a community of 5,000 members and asking your bridal business questions in there and getting that support and guidance, do it. Whether it's going through my academy and seeing what is right for you and asking me, Renee, what is right for me? Go ahead and do it. Whether it's sending me a DM and saying, Renee, I really need your help and guidance with this. Can you help me? Do it. That is my message to you today, is stop hesitating. Actually ask for the help. I was there, you guys. I was in a place where I did not want to ask for help. I'm like, I could just do this on my own. I don't need the help. And it was the worst place I ever was in my life. It wasn't until I started asking for help, showing up, networking, collaborating with people, that is where I truly started to shine. So I really encourage you to get uncomfortable, because you are going to come out on the other side and you are going to feel so powerful after. And it's just going to be a snowball effect, because once you take one big leap and you see how incredible it is on the other side after taking that leap, it's going to encourage you to keep doing it over and over and over again. As you grow, as you start outgrowing different versions of yourself, you're going to be saying to yourself, you know what? I did it that time, so I can go ahead and do it again. And it happened today. I told Fio, I said, after you go live in my Facebook group, I want you to come on live with me on my Academy page on my Instagram. And I want you to tell people how you felt before you taught that live. And I want you to tell people how you feel after. And what she said was, I was scared. I was sweating. I didn't know how to set up the live properly. I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know if people were going to like what I taught, like all these fears, right? And afterwards she said, I can't wait to teach again, because she did it. She went over that hurdle. She took that leap of faith and she owned it. So that is my message for you today. Get uncomfortable, own it, and see how you feel on the other side. Like I said, I'm always here for you. I am just one DM away from you getting the help and support and guidance you need. So you have a wonderful, beautiful day, and I will be here next time and next month. And next month, I will be talking with someone who has elevated me in my career. I felt like it was really important to have someone on here who has really been there with me since the beginning, since I was teaching hair videos out of my small little dingy one-bedroom apartment. So I'm going to have her on here. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It'll be a surprise. I'm going to have her on here next month. And I want to just take you into that part of my journey and how it felt at that part of my journey as I was a newbie bridal hair educator, and how it felt to have that support by someone. So, all right, have a wonderful day. And until next time, bye. Thank you, beauty, for tuning into this episode. Please share it with someone who may benefit. And you can do this simply by taking a screenshot and sharing it on your IG stories. Please, please connect with me at Renee Marie Academy on Instagram. DM me a question that you would like answered on the next episode. I would love to help you in any way I can. Make sure you subscribe to get notifications for those upcoming episodes.